These are your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Jack Ogilby. First up, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer is pleased to come out at the other side of what he described as a difficult week in style with Saturday's 3-0 win at Tottenham. Solskjaer had been under pressure following last week's 5-0 home defeat to Liverpool with plenty of speculation regarding his future, but once again his side came up with a result when they needed it most. Goals from Cristiano Ronaldo, Edinson Cavani and Marcus Rashford sealed the point in North London and gave the Norwegians some breathing space. If he was feeling the heat after last week's result, it was his counterpart Nuno Espirito Santo's turn as the Spurs fans turned on the Portuguese, chanting "You don't know what you're doing" and loudly booing at full time. Despite Saturday's victory, Solskjaer will be fully aware he needs to come out of a Champions League trip to Atalanta and the Manchester derby unscathed, but he was happy with his side's performance in North London and praised their response. Moving on, and Paul Pogba wasn't involved due to suspension against Tottenham and is reportedly determined to secure a move to Real Madrid next year. The Frenchman's contract at Old Trafford is due to expire in June 2022 and it appears increasingly unlikely he will be signing a new deal. Juventus, Barcelona and Paris Saint-Germain are all believed to be preparing to compete for the World Cup winner's signature should he become available on a free transfer. However, according to Marca, Pogba has already shown that he wants to make a move to Real, who could open contract talks with the World Cup winner at the turn of the year. Finally, to another reportedly want-away midfielder, and according to the Daily Mail, Donny van der Beek's teammates have advised him to change agent in a bid to force a move away from Old Trafford. The £35 million outcast has told representative Guido Albers that he no longer requires his services after a frank exchange last weekend. Van der Beek had hoped that Albers would have secured him a transfer away from the club by now, and after conversations with others in the dressing room, sources say the Dutch international was persuaded to hire a new agent. The 24-year-old has now signed up with Ali Dursun, who looks after United defender Victor Lindelof, as well as Holland and Barcelona midfielder Frankie de Jong. Van der Beek is desperate to leave after making just 4 Premier League starts under Solskjaer since arriving from Ajax in the summer of 2020. That's all for now. We'll have more later.